Now it's your turn to weigh in. Listener Juan T. Lan sent us an email about our report on American medical students in Cuba. Mr. T. Lan describes himself as a 41-year-old black man born and raised in Cuba. He came to the United States 10 years ago and is currently serving in the U.S. Navy in Norfolk, Virginia. He writes, "I could not believe what I heard on NPR about those American med students going to Cuba to finish their studies. It was disgusting and humiliating to me how they talked and bragged about taking advantage of this great opportunity to go to the island to study medicine and have it all covered, including three meals a day, soap, deodorant, and toilet paper." Mr. Tilan goes on to say, "How can they be so ignorant, so desensitized and blind? The Cuban people are struggling to make it through the day with no guaranteed soap or toilet paper. Wake up," he writes, "you're just part of the Cuban government propaganda." Several listeners wrote in after our last What Are You Listening To segment. A young composer named Steve Escoffrey shared his favorites, including the song Let Me Be Your Pirate by Nena. Listener Joseph Geiger of Ponce de Leon, Florida, was thrilled to hear that. He writes, "I bought that tape I don't know how many years ago, and I thought maybe I was the only one who bought it." If you'd like to share your thoughts about what you hear in our program, please write to us at watc@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name and include a phone number.